This case of the baby boy Gammy has galvanised world attention. It's over the papers over here in a lot of detail. Gammy, as you most probably know, is 6 months old, has Down syndrome as well as a congenital heart condition. He was born to a 21-year-old Thai surrogate mother who has children of her own, paid to carry him and his twin sister on behalf of a West Australian couple. The couple reportedly only wanted the sister once they discovered Gammy had Down syndrome. They reportedly first tried to pressure the mother into an abortion, then into a selective reduction. That's when you terminate one twin and keep the other. But when both babies were born, they took the healthy girl and left Gammy behind. To be fair, the couple deny all of the above. But things are clearly out of hand. The journalist Caroline Overington wrote this week that Gammy is no isolated case. She says any number of Thai surrogates have aborted unhealthy babies on the instructions of paying would-be parents. She says the Australian Embassy in Bangkok has dedicated a room to deal with demands from Australian parents. Now, this is the consumerist me generation age of entitlement mentality on steroids. It's now being reported the male half of the Australian couple in the Gammy case has a previous conviction for indecent child assault, and that on learning this, the Thai surrogate mother now wants Gammy's sister returned. Now, I'll be speaking to the Prime Minister after 7:30, and I'll raise this with him if I have time, but a family law council review of surrogacy was handed to the Abbott government last December. Let's release it and see what it has to say.